Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you step into your power, build unshakable confidence, and become the best version of you inside and out. Today, let me start by asking you this. What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you roll over and start scrolling through Instagram or TikTok? Do you hit snooze a few times, already dreading the day ahead? Or are you someone who jumps out of bed with a clear plan, feeling calm, centered, and in control? If you're anything like I used to be, mornings probably feel a little chaotic. I was waking up anxious, rushing to get ready, already behind before my day even started. I'd scroll, compare, overthink, and then try to function while my energy was all over the place. And babe, that kind of morning doesn't just disappear. It follows you through the rest of your day. But what if I told you this? How you start your morning sets the tone for how you show up, for your goals, your relationships, and your entire life. And creating a powerful morning routine isn't about perfection. It's about intention. It's about setting yourself up to feel good on purpose. So today we're talking about why your mornings matter more than you think, how to ditch the one-size-fits-all routine and build one that actually works for you, and the five-step formula that will help you glow up every morning with ease, not pressure. So grab your coffee or your Red Bull or your journal, get cozy, and let's start. Why a morning routine is the key to success. Let's talk about the why behind morning routines, because it's deeper than just being productive. Your mornings set the emotional tone for your entire day. If you start your day feeling anxious, behind, and disconnected, that energy follows you. But if you start your day with clarity, care, and intention, you show up differently. Here's an example of reactive versus intentional mornings. A reactive morning could look like snoozing, checking your phone, rushing, and spiraling. An intentional morning could be grounding yourself, reconnecting to your goals, choosing your energy. And here's the thing. Most people don't stick to morning routines because they try to do way too much too fast, copy what they see on TikTok or Pinterest instead of listening to what they need, or they give up after 2 days because it doesn't feel perfect. But a powerful morning routine doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to be intentional, consistent, and aligned with you. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been listening and thinking, I'm so ready to become the best version of myself, I've got something for you. The Glow Up Guide Starter Kit is my free gift to help you begin your personal growth journey with clarity, confidence, and intention. Inside, you'll get mindset shifts, daily rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you step into your best self, starting today. It's totally free. Just head to the link in the show notes and grab yours. Now, back to the episode. The science behind why mornings matter. Let's break this down from a mindset and brain-based perspective, because this part is so underrated. Your brain is in a certain state when you wake up, meaning it's open, unfiltered, and highly programmable. whatever you feed your brain in those first 30 minutes become part of your subconscious programming. Positive thoughts equal more focus and motivation. Negative energy, like scrolling, comparison, news, equals more anxiety and mental clutter. What happens when you check your phone first thing? Dopamine spike. Cortisol, which is a stress hormone, increases. Mental distraction and comparison before you've even left your bed. When you start your morning with alignment and clarity, you lower your stress baseline, boost dopamine in healthy, lasting ways, anchor into your own power instead of reacting to everyone else's energy. This is why you might feel stuck or off all day, even though nothing bad happened, because your morning energy was reactive, not intentional. Okay, now let's get to the part you've been waiting for. How to create a simple, powerful morning routine that doesn't feel like a full-time job. Here's a breakdown you can personalize to fit your own vibe. Step 1. Wake up with intention, not your phone. Use a sunrise alarm or put your phone across the room. Before doing anything else, take a deep breath and say, "Today is going to be a good day because I choose to make it one." Bonus, put a sticky note on your mirror with a morning mantra to wake up to. An affirmation to try is, "I am grounded, present, and ready to receive what the day brings." Step 2, move your body and hydrate. Stretch, walk, dance, yoga. It doesn't have to be intense. Then drink a full glass of water before reaching for your coffee. This helps your lymphatic system, brain function, and overall mood. And a pro tip, add lemon for an extra little glow-up boost to your water. It'll help refresh you, wake you up, and it's good for your body. Step 3, mindset reset. Journaling, affirmations, or meditation. Take 3 to 10 minutes to connect with you. Some journal prompts you could use are, "What am I grateful for?" "What do I want to feel today?" And "What's one intention I'm setting for the day ahead?" Your morning mind is like wet cement. Whatever you write, it sticks. Step 4. Fuel your body and soul. Eat a real breakfast, even if it's just protein and fruit. While you eat, listen to something that lifts you up. A podcast, audiobook, or even your own voice notes. Choose content that inspires, not overwhelms. Step 5, set your top 3 priorities. Write down 3 things that you want to accomplish that day. Prioritize impact over busyness. Ask, "What's one thing I can do today that moves me closer to the woman I'm becoming?" Keep it simple, keep it focused. Most importantly, keep it you. Let me be real with you for a second. I used to have this idea that I needed a Pinterest perfect morning to feel like I have my life together. I would try to do it all. Wake up at 5 a.m., drink water, journal, meditate, work out, do breath work, affirmations. And by day 3, I was overwhelmed, tired, and back to scrolling, half asleep. I thought I was failing and that I was the problem because I couldn't keep this healthy morning routine up, but it wasn't actually sustainable. That was the thing. What changed it for me was this realization. A good morning isn't about doing everything. It's about doing the right things for you. So I stripped it all back. I asked myself, what actually makes me feel good? What do I look forward to in the morning? And what feels like care to me and not pressure? And for me, it started with 2 simple things. Drinking water before my Red Bull and doing my skincare. It felt calming, refreshing, and like I was nurturing myself. And that one shift turned into consistency. I promised myself I would make sure to do those two things daily, and I only focused on them. Adding too many things into your already existing routine is setting yourself up to crash. At least I know it was for me. By just focusing on no more than two new habits and adding them into your routine you are already doing, it makes it way more sustainable. And now, I look forward to my mornings. They're my grounding, my reset, and my alignment before the world gets loud. And I want that for you too. You don't need a perfect routine. You just need a peaceful one. One that supports who you're becoming. All right, my love. That's a wrap on today's episode. If this episode gave you a mindset shift or a dose of inspiration, please screenshot it, tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective, and tell me, what's one habit you're adding to your morning routine this week? And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss another episode that helps you glow up from the inside out. Until next time, own your morning, own your mindset, and own your life. I believe in you. You've got this, babe. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.